Good morning.
Okay, let's bring it all back. So the last couple of weeks, I've been asking your advice because back in, I'm going to say March or April, myself and my best friend, we signed up for the 16K run that was happening in Phoenix Park over the weekend. And you know yourself, I'm sure you've been there, when something's ages away, you're like, oh, that's great. I'll be so motivated. I'll get so fit.
Yeah.
Imagine 16K. I've never ran anything like it. That is 10 bloody miles. And lo and behold, standard situation happened. I had not trained for this race. I was barely running a 5K in 37 minutes. And it was actually you listening who persuaded me to go ahead with it because I was like, should I just pull out and save my skin? I didn't really want to pull out anyway because my friend Emer had been training for this and she was excited about doing it together. She was ready to go, right? She was like a 10K maybe a month ago or 5 weeks ago. She was like ready for it. So anyway, you persuaded me to go ahead. And I did. And last week on the show, I was saying, could you predict in or around the time that I would cross the line at?
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I'd seen on the website that they kind of had a cutoff time to get back in 2.5 hours. And I thought to myself, I don't even know if I'll make it back in 4 hours. I thought I could still be there this morning, to be honest with you. So look, you were predicting what time that I might come in at. And Rob sent us this in the other day.
I'll say you'll do it in 2 hours, 10 minutes. The crowd and everyone else there will keep you going and your friends, I'd say you'll all get done about 2 hours 10.
All right.
Go on.
I can reveal, Rob, you were closest to. I came across the finish line in 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Woo!
And 50 seconds.
Emma!
Okay. Hey, that's very slow.
That is incredible.
Very slow. Okay.
Girl, but you thought you were going to be later than the volunteers.
Oh, I thought I'd be there now, still passed
Emma,
out somewhere in a ditch.
That's unbelievable for absolutely no training.
Anyway, it was class. It was unreal. Rob, you have won yourself, as promised, a fanny pack of fig rolls.
Wow.
Because that's what we decided on the show last week. Everyone was saying, bring fig rolls with you for energy. And it all just came to be a fanny pack of fig rolls headed your way, Rob.
Oh, my God.
You lucky devil.
Rob.
Just to bring it back to Saturday morning, I have to say I felt really anxious on Friday night trying to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I doing? I'm really going to hurt myself here. So my friend Emer, her dad dropped us up. It was really hard because there was no parking in Fino. So like,
okay,
there was nowhere for people to kind of come and support. So you kind of get dropped up to like, say, the criminal courts area.
Yeah.
And then you got on the bus, right?
Yeah.
So the two of us got dropped off. Off we went. And we were kind of nervous. We were there about 40 minutes early. A bit too early, to be honest with you. So we took off and I stuck with Emer for the first 4.3 kilometres.
Whoa!
And we were coming up to another hill. Bloody hilly park that
day. You only really notice it if you're running,
yeah,
which I never have.
Yeah,
but shout
honest.
Out to those who do.
And at that point I said, Emer, you're going to have to go on without me. Patrick's going to have to walk for a little bit.
She's like, yeah, grand, I'm already gone.
So off she went and I started doing my own thing. And I found my people, you know. I did find my people. We were chilling down the back having the crack. Emer had provided me with some jellies. I think at mile 6, I actually had to stop at a water station and take a breather. I was on my phone texting people back. I was having a bit of crack. I was eating my jellies.
Stunning.
I had to fully kind of stop down for 5 minutes and reset the brain.
Okay,
to
now
keep
that
going.
Is the part of a run that I would be on board with.
The one bit of feedback I would give to the Phoenix Park set up for that particular race was, it was kind of frustrating because you kind of had to loop over yourself a couple of times on a couple of occasions.
That.
And that's just not fulfilling, right?
No.
There was one point towards the very end, and at this point, the chafing was off the charts. No, I'm not. Look, I'm sorry. That might be too much information. It is.
No, I've been
pain
there.
On a plate. Like, it was just the most. I almost at one point was running, holding my like crotch part of my shorts down.
No.
I was hobbling. I hobbled over mile nine. Any kind of integrity or like self-respect was out the window.
Oh,
I was holding the crotch of my shorts down, right?
Oh,
the
Jesus.
The problem with that was, it was mile nine, and as you were looping over yourself and running back on yourself, these bitches were running out of Phoenix Park with their completion bag.
No.
You had
illegal.
You had a mile to go. And you could see people leaving, which just was such a sickener.
They like, need to run themselves straight down to the criminal courts because that is an offence.
But genuinely, some people were jogging out having done it. It was just unbelievable to me. The other thing I will say is, you English people and miles need to get in the bin. Miles are the most unexciting thing in the world. Every time I'd see another mile, I was like, I don't feel excited because I know it's going to be forever till I see another one.
Yeah.
Give me KMs, baby. But did they pop up much quicker?
But then, like, if you pass a mile, you know that you're further along than a kilometre. Is that anything?
That didn't do it for me whatsoever. Fiona, to be honest. Right. Every mile I saw, I just thought, no. Right. So here's the thing. I did get across the finish line eventually.
Yes.
But I had to go to extreme lengths to get there, courtesy of a particular style of music that I chose to listen to get me there. I'm so certain that you listening will not be able to figure out what that song is. It's so out there that if you guess it correctly, we'll give you a €50 voucher for a sports shop of your choice. Okay. Oh. Like a Lifestyle or an Elvery's, whatever the case
wow.
may be. If you guess spot on what song I managed to cross the finish line to, I'm actually ashamed of it, to be honest. 087-711-103. Get your guesses in. I'll tell you what that is next, all right? €50 sports shop voucher, whatever you want to guess.
Payday coming up for Emma.
087-711-1038. Have a guess at it. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're well this morning. So I was telling you, I did it and I am feeling the effects of it. I have pains in weird places.
Okay.
I have pains across my neck. Which is weird. I'm like, did my head just get too heavy for my body?
That's a weird one. Maybe you were like holding a bit of tension, just really trying to get through.
True. Yeah. What I'm talking about is the 16-kilometre run that was on in Phoenix Park the other day. My friend and I signed up for it ages ago and I didn't train for it properly whatsoever. I considered pulling out and you helped me. You said, go on, just do it. See how you get on. I just told you that I crossed the finish line in 2 hours and 7 minutes. Rob had guessed as close as two. We were asking last week to kind of estimate what time you think it would take me to get across the finish line based on my lack of training. I genuinely thought I'd end up in like hospital, to
be
honest. Yeah,
no, you're a machine.
I'm not really, but basically to get me over the finish line, I have to say I'm a bit ashamed of myself because I went into a deep hole on Spotify of songs just to make me move. You know, because I was on the verge of just lying down on the ground and asking someone to airlift me out of the place. So I'm asking you this morning, if you can guess correctly, and I doubt you will, but just a bit of crack, what song you think I'll cross the finish line to? We'll sort you out this morning with a €50 voucher for a sports shop of your choice, like a Lifestyle or an Elvery's or whatever the case may be. Lauren, what song do you think I cross the finish line to?
The Eye of the Tiger.
Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Do you know what? I would be scarlet if it was that, but it was not. It was even worse than that.
Oh my God. I mean, that's a classic. No judgment on that one.
Thank you, Lauren.
Bye,
girl.
Talk to you later. Bye, bye, bye.
We've had so many people guessing Eye of the Tiger.
I didn't know it was considered such an embarrassing song.
Jake has messaged. We've got Alan who's messaged their Eye of the Tiger. We've got Jacob, another one, who messaged Eye of the Tiger. It's kind of stereotypical.
Yeah, right? I guess it would just be maybe basic.
Maybe, yeah, okay. Dun, dun, dun. Keith is there as well. What song do you think I crossed the finish line to, Keith?
I don't know why it popped into my head, but I'd say it was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh my God, that would be good. Nice bit of bounce into that.
I just met you. It actually would have been good to have on standby. It wasn't though, but thank you, Keith.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Keith.
Save me those two.
Also standing by there is Gary. What song do you think across the finish line to Gary?
Spice Up Your Life.
What a tune, but it was not. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, okay, listen, I'm convinced that someone is going to get there. I'll narrow it down. Think of me. I think I'm quite a feminist and I'm all about women's rights. And all don't right. you dare talk about my friend like that. Uh-huh. That's how I roll. I went full misogyny.
Okay.
Full misogyny. The way that
that's
this,
what we need.
The way the singer spoke about women was absolutely abysmal. And I absolutely bounced over the finish line.
Bring
We're
back.
Getting a lot of Miley Cyrus's The Climb in there as well. So I think polar opposite. Okay. That. Yeah, is that yeah. what we're saying?
Think very not sweet. Think very not nice. Think you'll judge me for this. Okay?
I will say I'm going to save all these to a playlist, all these guesses, because like it would make for quite a banging selection.
Oh, I'm already on that. There's some great ones in there. So look, have a guess. We'll sort out a €50 voucher for a sports shop of your choice if you guess correctly. And I know this is an awful thing to say. Think misogyny. 087-711-1038.
Oh my God.
It was pretty bad, but hey, it did what it needed to do. This has been. All right, so it happened on Saturday. I did that 16-kilometre run. It took me 2 hours and 7 minutes. Actually, pretty much 2 hours, 8 minutes. But yeah, we got there. The first 10 weren't the worst. The last 6 were horrendous. I think the last 6 took me over an hour, to be honest. I was in absolute agony. The chafing was off the charts. I don't know if my legs are ever going to recover from this. I'm not going to lie, I'm smothered in Sudocream cream this morning.
Feeling the burn, but not the kind you want.
No, not whatsoever. So look, I had very little training for this, and you were helping me along and guiding me through over the last few weeks, saying, go and do it, even though you haven't trained, you'll have a bit of crack. And you were predicting the time I'd come in and all the rest. But I have to say, I went to quite low lows in order to get there. And during the last mile, I just had to go into the droves of Spotify for some help to get me over the line. And I said, I think you'd be surprised by what I listened to across the finish line.
Yeah.
I think you'll judge me for it. I got quite misogynistic to get across the line. I have to apologise for ladies everywhere. But anyway, you're trying to guess what that song was. Ian was in touch.
I don't know why, and it makes no sense. I'm going to go with, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You are the brothers Kenty and I. If a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in her face, you get sprung. Absolute tune next time. But it wasn't that. You are close though. I think we're getting close. Kelly, what song do you think I crossed the finish line to?
I think it's WAP.
I don't know, because that's misogyny, but does it qualify when it comes from a girl's mouth?
That's misandry.
Misandry.
I feel like it's a female empowerment.
Yeah.
Your song.
Very good. Close, but not quite there. Thank you, Kelly.
No problem. Bye. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, hon. Laura's there as well. What do you think, Laura?
The Tong song is it Cisco?
Oh,
on the beach, bopping away.
If this was a game, or hotter or colder, you are literally so hot.
No way.
It's so close, but it's not that.
Oh.
Do you want to hazard another guess at it?
No, I don't even. That was like the one that popped into my head. I can't even think of anything else now.
God, you're just a G-string away, Laura. You're so close.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
All right, listen. It's mad because I should be proud of myself that I actually got through it. I'm not, because I slandered women everywhere.
Come on.
The song I crossed the finish line to was my friend and her parents were there waving at me as my boyfriend was there filming me. I was trying to take it all in with the soundtrack of this.
Come on, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me.
Oh, girl.
A dentist.
An oral hygienist.
Open your mouth for about 4 or 5 minutes. Spit, don't spit it. Swallow. It's absolutely horrific. I was in the droves. I was like, give me nasty Eminem. I need the nastiest Eminem you can give me right now.
What a throwback.
It's just so funny, isn't it? When you think of like everyone's moments crossing the line, and my headphones were just absolutely blaring this. It's actually got a good pace to it, doesn't it? Just to kind of really get you there when you're in
agony. No wonder it took me an hour.
I started off with, let's get down to business. And I'm going to try and play around. What is this? And I remember just thinking, because later in the day when I reopened my Spotify, I was like pretty much 3/4 of the way through that song. And I was like, I'm so ashamed of myself.
Sorry, no, I love it. Also adding that to my playlist immediately.